Suffolk and pretty damn cool. 141. Now, my little icy pops, how you doing? It's turned extremely cold here in Suffolk with a blast of Arctic air and rather a lot of extremely fine music like this from the Kentucky Knife Fight. South Roxana Wiggle. Hell, I say. Roxana Wiggle, what a great start, from Kentucky Knife Fight, and they are a hard-working, modest five-piece band hailing from Edwardsville, Illinois, that combines the influence of early 1970s, the sort of proto-punk and punk rock groups such as the Stooges, MC5, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, with the sort of the garage rock of the late 90s and early 2000 bands such as the Murder City Devils and the Hives. They're claiming the sounds of early Van Morrison. Not quite sure I was picking that up, but certainly some dirty blues rock finding their way into the fold. As does a sometimes subtle and other times not so subtle twang of bluegrass, which, again, I wasn't particularly conscious of in there, but I know that one or two other tracks I've had to listen to that's, yeah, a bit more like that. Their first LP, The Wolf Crept and Children Slept, is out now, and that's available at all Slackers locations, vintage vinyl, or through any member of the band, which is fine if you happen to be convenient for the band. If you're anywhere else on the planet, you'll be delighted to know they are available on iTunes. Actually, I wonder about that. I wonder whether it's just on the US store that they're on, or whether on other iTunes stores. How does all that work if you're not on a... If your local store, as it were, doesn't have an artist? I guess you can switch stores, can't you? I've done that in the past, certainly. Anyway, they've got, if you If you are relatively local to them, in other words around Illinois and St. Louis, Missouri, then there is a chance of you being able to get your album direct from the band, and I'm sure they would thank you for it. You'll find their information over at MySpace, which is myspace.com/KentuckyKnifeFight, all one word. Yeah, this cold weather has all come as a bit of a shock, actually. It's been really quite mild and almost, well, not summery, because we've forgotten what that is here in the UK, but quite warm. And now suddenly it's down and it's really cold. Well, I say really cold, of course there are places that are an awful lot colder than this, but we're just not used to it. So when the temperature gets down to freezing in October, that comes a bit rough. Not good. I did my usual trick of just looking through the playlist after I'd selected the music I wanted to put in tonight's show and realised that every single note of it is actually coming out of the United States. Well, apparently so. It's all coming out of the United States, but it's not necessarily all entirely United States artists. Intrigued yet?
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Yana is an amazing combination of parts from all around the world, and I must say they do all fit together rather well. She was born in the Czech Republic in a city called Brno, and she's been modelling since the age of 16 in the fashion cities of Europe and Asia. In 2001, she shifted to Mumbai, India, where in no time she became one of India's most sought-after supermodels and actresses, and she's been doing sort of the Bollywood scene for a while, as actress, model, singer, writer. And in 2008, she recorded her first album in the UK called I Believe in Love. And soon after that, shifted to Los Angeles to pursue her music career. It just makes you sick, doesn't it? All that talent. And I think you can hear a lot of those influences and some absolutely scrumptious sounds in this track from the album I Believe in Love. This is Incomplete. I say it's incomplete. It's all there, really. Oh.
Driving down the highway of love, the flashing lights were blinding.
Now
as well as all the influence you'd expect from Yana's life story. I did actually drop her a note and say, hey, what's going on in that track? There's lots of stuff in there. She wrote back and said, I lived 8 years in India, but we produced the music in the UK, and the producer is Israeli. So the Indian influence just kind of happened in there, and she didn't quite know why it was. She can't put it straight down to her Indian past, but she's very pleased I liked it anyway. And indeed I do, Yana. I think that's just gorgeous. Thank you so much. And if you have any sense at all, you'll get yourself over to her website, which is Yana's World, YANASworld.com, or on her MySpace, which is all the MySpace stuff, / Yana's World. Easy as that.
In your ears at just a touch under 1.9 metres and a cheery wave, this is Suffolk and Cool.
Now, I'm really not a great one for watching the television. In fact, I very rarely do it. But just a couple of times recently, I've happened to have found myself in the house when Jules Holland has been on with his programme Later. Now, if you're in the UK, you'll know what I'm talking about, probably. If you're not in the UK, you may well not know, unless it is syndicated, I'm not sure. I used to really quite enjoy Later with Jules Holland. It was quite inspiring. He had some really interesting artists on there, and it was really good. I don't know what's happened. I was just so disappointed. And I know it's really not good form to knock somebody else's programme, but I was just sort of concerned, really, that it's a programme that seemed, from what I saw, to just have lost its way. And I sat there thinking, why am I sitting here watching this when I could be over in the barn listening to some unsigned artists that have sent me their music? Because it is far, far more interesting, and in my opinion, from what I saw the other night, of far better quality, and certainly a great deal less up its own arse.
Suffolk and Cool is proud to be a member of the Blueberry community. Don't forget, there's no ease in our blueberries.
Hot buttered rums, political, environmental and social activism, and is inseparable from their San Francisco acoustic rock sound. And if that sounds all too much to bear, enjoy this on both its political and its musical levels.
What's it gonna be? Should we feed our poor and hungry or invent new enemies? You might call me crazy, but I'm thinking that we need less guns, more butter. Well, guns are butter, what are we gonna do? Teach our kids to read or invade Timbuktu? You might call me crazy for thinking like I do, less guns, more butter. Our president, he loves his little toy soldiers so much he sends them out to hell and back. And our government, it could take the whole world over. It don't mean that much to me if I'm living in a shack. Well, guns open, what more can I say? If you're thinking like I do, I sure could use some help today. Just let them know this game of them and what we wanna play. Less guns, more butter.
I'm held today. Gotta let them know.
Buttered Rum. That's a great name for a band, actually, isn't it? On a night like this, that is a particularly welcome prospect, actually. I'm not quite sure how you do any butter rum. Any answers, please, on a postcard? No, get in touch, let me know. The band is playing it quite interestingly, actually. They're making a couple of tracks available as free downloads, a couple of the more political ones. And otherwise, you can buy tracks direct through their site, which is always a thoroughly good idea because that's the only way, really, that the artist gets a really good deal. Well, other than one or two things like the Podsafe Music Network, I know for all its knocking that it gets, the deal is still brilliant on there. The 99 cents that they charge per track, well, currently, is 9 cents is kept for transaction charges and the other 90 goes to the artist, which is one hell of a deal. So Zach, where do we find out about Hot Buttered Rum?
Hey, this is Zach Matthews from Hot Buttered Rum. You can find us online at www.hotbutteredrum.net or check us out at myspace.com/hotbutteredrum.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you very much indeed. We last heard Noosh Skaugen on the show back in, I think it was about August, last year, 2007, which really is an awful long time between plays, and it's not on, so we're going to sort that out right now. She is another of these rather sort of geographically dislocated souls who is a British artist, although she was born in Stockholm to a Swedish mother and a Persian father, and she was raised just south of London here in the UK. Her time spent in France and now in the States has undeniably added a special flavour to her sound. She is actually classically trained on flute, piano and saxophone, and she's played in jazz, wind, rock and funk bands, as well as the renowned London Barbican Orchestra, which is quite an achievement. She's in LA, and this is a more recent track called Adeline. Just listen to the way the British accent comes through on this. It's gorgeous. And it almost has a sort of traditional folk quality to it.
You find yourself waiting in line, if only to pass the time. Are you lonely? Head in line. You find yourself talking again to yourself again, my friend. Are you lonely? And Adeline's been so damn lost without you, boy. But she's been lost before. She'll find her way back and close the door. Let's take a walk. Let's find a day. Let's take a moment, find the right words to say. Let's take a step. Stoned. Are you lonely? Head in line. And every movie's about love. Now she asked if that's enough. Are you lonely?
Gauguin and Adeline. Did you hear the words in that as well? If you didn't, rewind it now and have another listen. Really listen. Beautifully written, beautifully constructed song. Really, really fine. Loved it to bits. Anyway, she decided with this particular album to get out of her element in LA and record the album in a totally new location. And that turned out to be Nashville, Music City, where she met with an amazingly talented guitar player and producer called Ilya Toshinsky, who understood her vision for the record, and from there Lost and Found was born. Incredible musicians were found to play on the record, whose credentials are just ridiculous, as she describes it. All the songs, she says, were tracked in just a few takes. That's how good these guys are. And she said, I'd go into the studio and sing the songs live with the whole band. Blimey. Scary stuff. But it's enough to get the job done quickly, eh? Then if you're paying session rates by the hour, that's the way to do it. Lost and Found was released in June 14th, 2008. And if you want to find out more about Noosh, I would suggest you get over to her site, which is nooshkogan.com. And that's nooshkogen.com. Sheer class. Now, one of the great joys about doing Suffolk and Cool, as I have probably mentioned on one or two occasions in the past, is that I don't have to play anything I don't like. I just play the music that really appeals to me each week, which is a very luxurious position to be in compared with an awful lot of people working, doing this sort of thing. And there are some genres which I tend to sort of give a fairly wide berth to, or I tend to have fairly low expectations of. And just once in a while, I'll dive on in there and be very, very pleasantly surprised. And that's happened this week. Now, I'm not at all keen, he said, with producing another gross generalisation on hip-hop. I just, you know, don't like it. And I wasn't really aware of any exceptions that would make me change my mind. Until just recently, I came across an artist called Michael Lynch on the Podsafe Music Network, of all places. Now, I'm sure it's not the purest form of hip-hop. Indeed, his music is described as existing in the space between soul, modern R&B, funk and hip-hop. But his music somehow ties the tradition together while placing his own unique stamp and personality on it. And I think that, that business about existing in the space between those different styles is really quite important. It's not sort of trying to mash them all up together. It's occupying that space and moving between them. It just works brilliantly well. There's another description of it, actually, which is dirty blues. And that probably describes it better than anything. Please, judge for yourself. This is called Southern Belle.
I might just have to snatch her, snatch her, lay on my mattress. Girl, I really wanna get to know ya. See how that brain work, let me show ya. That bubble got me hypnotized. Your mama showed you right, a country boy say yeah. Just looking at you, but I love you the type I might have to wipe you. Got me
ain't like Jodeci, so got to have you moaning, moaning till the morning. And I can see you some days soon having my children. Not as good we, I'm up here tripping. My mama's got me hypnotized. Mama showed that you right. A country boy say, hey, hey,
I'm selling pipe dreams. Do you want a face? You got a fat ass and a little waist. I make your body scream. I throw it in my face. She got a fat ass and a little waist. Urban cowboy from the sunny state.
I'm on bottom jeans, working it for sure. Thick chick, long hair, ooh-wee. Oh baby, you know the way you switch your ears. Got your buttholes swole.
Fantastic. Michael Lynch. L-Y-N-C-H-E. I'm presuming that's how it's pronounced. Lynch? Yeah? I don't know. Anyway, you will find him at michaellynch.com. M-I-C-H-A-E-L-L-Y-N-C-H-E.com. And on his MySpace, where he is just M. Lynch. Simple as that. Someone else who got in touch in the last few days, actually. Patty Rothberg over in New York. Hi, Patty. She is a critically acclaimed singer-songwriter whose songs have the power to take over a stadium without losing their lyrical intimacy. And actually, it works the other way around as well. I'm not going to on the show this week, but I will in the next few weeks. I'll play another track, which is much more sort of lyrical and quieter, but the rock voice comes through. Not in a sort of a loud, intrusive way. It's just the quality of the voice. It's just quite amazing. Love it to bits. Her shop, Razor Sharp Wit and Stark Honesty, trade barbs in the studio, where she thrives on her creative freedom and at last releases an album that reflects her talent as a whole. And the material on the album is actually split pretty much down the middle between hard rock and heartfelt acoustic songs, which makes for quite an interesting construction of an album, I would imagine. She's an electric guitar-wielding rock chick with a novelist's introspection and a rare talent that can work both sides of the musical spectrum and almost simultaneously. Anyway, have a listen and see what you think to the title track, in fact, of the album. This is Double Standards.
Then I wanna change again.
decidedly New York sound of Patti Rothberg and the track, or the title track from her album, Double Standards. Yeah, I was just going to give you all her MySpace and website details and stuff, but hang on, let's hold on for a minute. I'm going to play you another track by Patti, which is, I don't think I've ever done this before, played two tracks by the same artist back to back, just to give you an idea of the contrast in styles that she manages to pull off a treat, I think.
Hi, this is Patti Rothberg, and I am proud to be a PodSafe artist.
Oh, she ain't your cup of tea. She ain't the size of your ship. She can rock you to sleep forever. Lashes out like a whip. She goes down what seems like an eternity. I'm on her wavelength, I can catch more than a glimpse. She goes down in history, she's there for me. I am the sun to her eclipse. This sensation pierces me straight through, even though it's hardly new. I gravitate to her with feather weight. On bended knee, I kiss the hand of fate, and I feel there must be something to this. I'm on the wavelength, only searching for a clue, and no solvent could unglue this. Well, it's something to pursue. Catch more than a glimpse. She goes down in history. She waits for me. Oh, she goes down what seems like an eternity.
Two sides of Patti Rothberg. First track, Double Standards, and the second one, Wavelength, both taken from the same album, Double Standards. And you will find out much more about Patti over at her main website, which is all the dubs, Patti Rothberg, PattiRothberg.com, and her MySpace is Patti Rothberg Music.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
I was sat over in the barn last night just putting the finishing touches to prepping the show, just showing how far ahead I was there. And a Facebook friend request appeared on my desktop from the Grumbler, which, of course, I immediately denied. No, I hesitatingly said yes to, as one would. And it gives you an option on Facebook, you know, to say how you know this person. So I ticked one of the relevant boxes, the most relevant one I could find, actually. They're all pretty obscure. Like, you know, if you happen to work with somebody, that's fine. Or if you happen to go to school with them, or you're related or whatever. But if it's just someone who you know, it's kind of difficult to get one of the categories. So I sort of ticked what I felt was the most relevant box. And back came a response. We dated? Oh, aren't you bold? Well, I don't know quite what to say. It was the closest that I could see, you know. So I did just reply to him, actually, and said, all right, then. Well, your friend Pete, who also knew me, thought we'd get on. So he invited you to come along for a drink, and we did indeed get along well, and now we're chums. Well, that sounds like dating to me.
Ever since computers picked up the handy ability to play decent-sounding music, fans have overwhelmingly defaulted to
Suffolk Uncool
because it sounds pretty good.
Hey, did you hear Pete? Speaking of Pete, did you hear PC Podcast last week? Well, the PC Podcasts last week, 7 of them in tiny little chunks. Pete, I've run with you, mate. I know, it's just a really cunning way of getting lots and lots of sponsor points in there, isn't it? I know. That was an interesting experiment. Apparently somebody did suggest that it was a great improvement, that they were much shorter. Oh, well, I suppose if you work on the theory that it was twice as good, that it was, you know, a tenth of the normal length, or a seventh of the normal length, you can get it even better, couldn't you?
PC Podcast.
See ya.
Yeah, it's getting there. It needs a bit more work, though. There's still a bit of slack in there, I think. Oh, well, we're going to have a bit of a sort of almost a pod crawl with music this time. Towards the end of next month, I think, where I'm heading off down to Brighton to see Nouvelle Vague. And if ever there was a band that was appropriate for Codger, Grumbler and I to go and see, that's the one. And in fact, tonight I'm off down to London to catch School of Seven Bells playing their second ever UK gig. Yeah, really looking forward to that. Let me play you one final track. It's from Val Emick's 6th release called Little Daggers. A great pop melody and a lyrical story unfolding underneath. This is Hurt More Later. And if you do nothing else this week, give this your full attention.
Conversation comes naturally. He holds your hand real carefully. Butterflies are fluttering. Your courage is sputtering. Cause you never win. You're finally there when your heart starts to wear. Cause you know how this ends. Passion fades, you pretend. So you're walking away to let perfection remain. You'll never see it unwind. Your love frozen in time. Try your best to take it slow. It feels good to lose control. It's moving faster every day. Wish it could just stay this way, but you know it won't. You're finally there when your heart starts to wear. Cause you know how this ends. Passion fades, you pretend. So you're walking away to let perfection remain. You'll never see it unwind. Your love frozen in time. It hurts now, but it'll hurt more later. It hurts now, but it'll hurt more later. Oh, it hurts now, but it'll hurt more later. Hurt more later. Much more, much later. You're finally there when your heart starts to wear. Cause you know how it ends. Passion fades, you pretend. So you're walking away to let perfection remain. You'll never see it unwind. Your love frozen in time. You'll never see it unwind. Your love frozen in time. You'll never see it unwind. Your love frozen.
Find him at valemick.com and MySpace valemick. I'm Peter Clitheroe, and it's been great spending the last 45 minutes or so with you. Same again next week. Keep warm then.